Bob Seger. Jerry Bader Show, 10:07. Seger, Old Time Rock and Roll, Jason's Classic Cut on a Thursday. I've got to share a couple of texts here. And by the way, I don't do this nearly often enough. I haven't done it in a long time. You can text the show anytime at, it's been so long. It's 79489. 79489 is the short code. You can text the show, 79489. I've got two texts. The first, earlier I talked about what a great show House of Cards is. Listen to this text. House of Cards is written well, but I no longer watch it because of the sex scenes, although I'm sure that may be realistic. I cannot watch that material, and neither should you, Jerry. Well. Well, I mean, I probably I probably watch other things that they wouldn't watch. Then as for whether Republicans should shift course here and try to extract other entitlement reform out of Democrats to end the shutdown and forget about Obamacare, do we want to stop cooking the turkey when it's half done or cook it all at once? Then there's this one. As you know, well, you probably know at least half of this. On Fridays, on this show, liberal talk show host Mike McFeely joins me and we debate. On Thursday afternoons at 3:00, I join Mike on his show on KFGO, the Mighty 790 in Fargo, North Dakota. His listeners have started texting me, warning me what he's going to try to hit me with. You know what that means? It never occurred to me. So I'm not going to tip my hand anymore on this show. So my liberal listeners can't alert Mike. Just that I'm just not going to do that anymore. All right, we are going to move on from Obamacare shutdown to funding strategy on to other things. Couple of things, though. There is one that I want to get your thoughts on. And we'll get to that in just a bit. First, couple of other things. Speaking of House of Cards, I don't remember. Is it February? That comes back, I think, in February. The Americans, the show that I fell in love with about the Russian spies living as an American couple in 1980s America, that comes back in January. Really looking forward to that. And I think House of Cards is February, but I'm not sure on that. And then I think Mad Men, the series, the last season of the series, season 7, I believe is April again, or somewhere around there, 2014. So next stop is Grimm, which I believe is October 25th. They've left it on Friday. They were going to move it to Tuesday, but they've left it on Friday. Person of Interest on CBS moved to Tuesday. It's having a very good season. I've warmed up to the new character of Shaw. She did not thrill me at first. She's growing on me. There was something about the character that bugged me, but they're bringing that character along nicely. Last night's was very, very good. So there's that. I know that this thing is all over radio today, but I have to give this a few seconds. I just have to. I've already heard it on two different stations. So the odds are good that you've heard it. So there's about a 70% chance that I'm not telling you anything you haven't already heard. But I have to share this. You know, you hear or you read things on the internet and you wonder if they're true. There has one that's been out there recently that people are trying to decide if it's true. That artificial vanilla flavor comes from beaver butts. Do you think it's true, Jason, or it's false? You don't know. Take a guess. You got a 50-50 shot. It's been pushed on Facebook and elsewhere. You know, artificial vanilla flavoring that comes from beaver butts, you know. And it sounds, who would make that up, you're thinking? True or false? Come on. You gotta pick one. I'm not letting you off the hook here. I'm gonna be the Republicans. We're gonna have a budget standoff right here. You're not answering that. Stupid question. Well, what makes it stupid? That it can't possibly be true? Or that it might be true? Or that you just don't want to know the answer? Who cares? Who cares? Artificial vanilla flavorings and everything. Don't you want to know whether or not it comes from the extraction of the beaver's castor sacs? Based on the way I said it, you must know now. It's true. Artificial vanilla flavoring comes from beaver butts. I love how Fox News puts this. Beaver butts emit goo used in vanilla-flavored foods. Are you ever going to eat vanilla, artificial vanilla flavoring? It won't stop you, huh? Next time you pick up a vanilla candy, think twice. A chemical compound used in vanilla-flavored foods and scents comes from the butt of a beaver. Castoreum comes from a beaver's castor sacs located between the pelvis and the base of the tail. Due to its proximity to the anal glands, the slimy brown substance is often mixed with gland secretions and urine. I lift up the animal's tail, Joanne Crawford, wildlife ecologist at Southern Illinois University, told National Geographic. I'm like, get down there and stick your nose near its bum. People think I'm nuts, she added. Really? Wherever do they get that impression? I tell them, oh, but I don't even think I can read that part. Beavers use the, because there's a double actually I can't. Beavers use the brown slime, often compared to a thinner version of molasses, to mark their territory. The musky vanilla scent is attributed to a beaver's diet of bark and leaves. Manufacturer has been using castoreum as an additive in foods and perfumes for at least 80 years. So there you go. It's real. It's real. Now, speaking of things being real, President Obama, and we had it on the air just by chance, we dipped into a little bit of his speech just before 10 o'clock. He said something that is both real and a lie. Well, how can both be true? I mean, it's either true or it's false. It's true, but the way he's representing it is a lie. Here's the part that's true. U.S. rises to number one energy producer. The U.S. is overtaking Russia as the world's largest producer of oil and natural gas, a startling shift that is reshaping markets and eroding the clout of traditional energy-rich nations. Now, what he said is true. The president crowed about this in a speech that he was giving a few moments ago, well, before 10 o'clock. That we, if we haven't already, we are about to surpass Russia as the number one energy producer of crude oil and natural gas combined. Obviously, a lot of countries produce more crude oil than we do. But if you combine natural gas and crude oil, we are about to, if we haven't already, the U.S. produce the equivalent of about 22 million barrels a day of oil, natural gas, and related fuels in July, according to figures from the EIA and the International Energy Agency. Neither agency has data for Russia's gas output this year, but Moscow's forecast for 2013 oil and gas production works out to about 21.8 million barrels a day. Again, this is combining crude and natural gas. Yeah, I'll mention that, Jason. I'll figure out a way to say that. That's combining the two. The president just crowed about that. Ah, we're about to top Russia. This is the same lie. Now, again, it's true, but it's a lie. It's the same lie that he told during the campaign, his reelection campaign. Here's why it's a lie. He's taking credit for this massive increase in energy production by the United States during his administration. And it has been. Crude and natural gas production are way up. Here's the lie. It's due to hydraulic fracturing or fracking, which he hates and his environmental buddies hate. And they're trying to stop. And by the way, they apparently are having success because despite this remarkable turnaround in energy output, public opinion is turning against fracking. Why? Because you got a Matt Damon movie here and some other propaganda there. Oh, it's dangerous. Fracking is too dangerous. No. And that is starting to stick with public opinion, which is why conservatives have to fight back on this. So he's got the testicular fortitude to stand there and say, oh, yeah, energy production way up for a process you hate, you despise, and would stop tomorrow if you could. They would. Not to mention the fact you won't allow for the pipeline infrastructure to move all that fresh crude. So it's actually getting exported. Now, this advantage won't last forever. Russia has a huge field that, I mean, probably dwarfs the Bakken field in North California, the shale field, North Dakota, and California. We have yet to tap into the shale field in California. This would not give us energy independence, but we need to continue this. North Dakota is booming right now. Fast food, restaurant, and Walmart jobs pay $15, $16, $17 an hour because they have to attract quality workers because it is a boom town, a boom state out there. He took credit for something that he hates. He absolutely hates. It's incredible. I want to get to a couple of other things here. After 10:30, I do want to get to the speed limit debate. It's 10:19.
For all things Jerry Bader, JerryBaderShow.com.